with SRN News, I'm Bernie Bennett. The U.S. trade deficit fell by nearly 24% in August as the Trump tariff tamps down imports.
The Commerce Department report, coming 7 weeks late because of the government shutdown, shows the gap fell from $78.2 billion in July to $59.6 billion in August. At a U.S.-Saudi investment summit, President Trump thanked an audience of foreign investors, saying the tariffs are bringing factories and jobs to the U.S. Bill Adams, chief economist at Comerica Bank, writes that, quote, August's smaller trade deficit will be a tailwind for third-quarter real GDP, since it means that more U.S. expenditures were directed toward domestically produced goods and services rather than foreign ones, unquote. Jennifer King, Washington.
President Donald Trump said Wednesday that foreign firms must be allowed to bring international workers to help build U.S. factories and train American workers, pushing back on criticism from his Republican base. The president said the U.S.-Saudi investment forum, attended by some of the highest-profile executives in tech and beyond, he says he's trying to explain to his MAGA supporters about the need for extending visas to highly skilled workers.
They're unbelievable patriots, but they just don't understand. Our people have to be taught. This is something they've never done. And we're not going to be successful if we don't allow people that invest billions of dollars in plant and equipment to bring a lot of their people from their country to get that plant open, operating, and working. I'm sorry.
Congress is sending the president a bill to compel the Justice Department to make public its case files on the convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, a potentially far-reaching development in a years-long push by survivors of Epstein's abuse for a public reckoning. The bill passed the Senate and is headed to the president's desk for signature. President Trump says he will sign the bill. This is SRN News. A battle over child marriage in Pakistan. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
Lawmakers in the province of Balochistan have passed a measure setting the minimum age for marriage at 18 and outlawing any unions between adults and children. The bill has sparked protests in the streets, however, because it violates Islamic law, which allows a girl to be married off as soon as she becomes an adolescent. Religious freedom groups point out that Muslim men in Pakistan often kidnap Christian girls and marry them, a source of international condemnation. Michael Harrington reporting.
In Chile, a conservative former lawmaker and admirer of President Trump is leading in the presidential runoff. Jose Antonio Kast has gained traction after nearly 70% of votes went to him and other conservative candidates in last week's first round. Kast is a pro-life, who is pro-life, and he opposes LGBT agenda and has promised to get the country's crime problem under control. This is SRN News. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has signed a proclamation declaring the Council for American Islamic Relations a foreign terrorist organization. Donna Water reports.
Abbott says the proclamation allows Texas to try to shut the group down. He also declared CARE and the Muslim Brotherhood transnational criminal organizations and says they won't be allowed to buy land in Texas. Neither group is designated as a foreign terror organization by the federal government. CARE tells Abbott in a letter that his announcement has no basis in law or fact and accuses Abbott of stoking anti-Muslim hysteria. I'm Donna Border.
The U.S. Justice Department will release files from its investigation into the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein within 30 days. Attorney General Pam Bondi said Wednesday after Congress voted nearly unanimously to force President Donald Trump's administration to make them public. The Attorney General addressed the questions from the press. This is SRN News.